Got a crazy story for you. Check this one out. A politician was arrested for allegedly firing his gun at a stripper shortly before 3 a.m. after a fight while chasing her down the street. Yeah. Now, it seems as though this could potentially be a smear campaign for his impending primary election the first week of August, but I'm gonna give you what's out there so far and let you decide. You are the first responder, guys and gals, and the Second Amendment is there for a reason. I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. You've heard me talking about precious metals and telling you that experts were calling for record high gold. Well, it's here. Gold has broken through the $2,300 an ounce level. Will it stop there? I don't know, but I do know that those same experts are calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher, and silver is rising as well. I bought my gold and silver at Lear Capital, and I'm up over 21% on that purchase. Since 2020, every dollar in your wallet has lost 24% of its purchasing power. That's why I buy gold and silver, because it holds value. It can actually increase in value as well. Call my friends at Lear Capital at 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com to learn more. Ask for their free information and ask them questions about buying gold and silver. They want to educate you, not just push you to buy. Give them a call today, 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Links are where they always are. All right, so Representative Neil Frisk is one of the most conservative, pro-Trump members of the Michigan House of Representatives. And Thursday night, he was arrested for alleged assault in the state capital of Lansing. Now, the mainstream media was very quick to publish these claims, and we didn't hear anything immediately from Frisk or his campaign, obviously, because he was taken into custody. He can't say anything while he's in jail. They take your phone. Now, obviously, these allegations are severe, and I'm not saying which way I am leaning either way, but the Ingram County prosecutor has asked the Lansing Police Department for an in-depth investigation into the incident, which they should be doing anyway. And Frisk is widely known to be sober, to not drink alcohol. And he's known to be a soft-spoken, upstanding legislator who always exercises his Second Amendment. Now, here's some facts that came out from the police response. Lansing cops were dispatched to the 2100 block of Forest Road for a report of a male identified as Cornelius Frisk, 62 years of age, as well as possible shots fired. Now, they say that Frisk allegedly chased an adult dancer who works for Deja Vu in Lansing prior to his arrest, and he also had his firearm in his possession. Now, Frisk's story, after he was released, was that he was being robbed by a young woman who demanded money to leave his condo. The woman became irate and started threatening to harm him. At one point, she picked up a pair of scissors and tried to stab at Frisk while rummaging around looking for things to steal. She called the police and made the alleged false claim that the representative had shot her, falsely saying to the police, quote, "He's shooting me," end quote, even though no shots were fired. She stole a laptop and a briefcase and thousands of dollars in cash before she fled. Obviously, he gave chase. The Ingram County prosecutor has announced that they were initially seeking three warrants related to Frisk: felony sexual assault, and felony weapons offenses. And the last I could see, the judge hadn't signed off on those warrants. Frisk was released from jail with no bond pending his investigation, which is a strong indication that these charges could be false. And some say they are politically motivated. Now, I bring this to you for this reason, guys and gals. You never know when your life is going to be at risk. Because of that, you should always be prepared to defend yourself at a moment's notice. Calling 911 while someone is trying to take your life is not a realistic, prudent response, but defending yourself immediately is. You've seen some incidents in the last few days since the last Supreme Court ruling where firearms have been an issue, and they're going to increase, which is why I say keep yourself armed just in case you happen to be in one of those locations, and you can be a hero by defending yourself or others. Now, I also ask you what you think of this incident. One of the most conservative candidates in Michigan looking for re-election, and he's a real threat to the rhinos in Michigan. He got himself into a jam. Do you think it's political smear? Perhaps. Do you think he put himself in a bad scenario? Quite possibly. But what do you think would have happened if it were you or I allegedly being robbed at 3 a.m. while someone was swiping at us with scissors? I know what my response would be. What say you, America? What do you think about the incident? If you like these types of stories, let me know, because there's a ton of them out there. And subscribe to the channel down below if you want more Second Amendment news, no matter where it happens. Talking is hard. Words are difficult today. I think I need another coffee. BlackOakCoffee.com/GNG. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see you on the next one. Protect yourself, protect others. We are the sentinels of this republic.